Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. Hitchcock Railway. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Folks, you've heard me talk about my idea of the difference between freedom and liberty before. As the small business advocate, as somebody who cares an awful lot about you and your small business, I think of it in a holistic way. I don't just think of it as buying and selling and being profitable and managing cash flow. You know, I do think about those things, and we talk about those things all the time, as you know, on the show. I've written 3 books about that, all that. But I also think about it from a holistic standpoint, which means from a global perspective. You and I are not operating our businesses. Those of us who are here in America, we're not operating our businesses in a continental vacuum. We're part of a global network. We're part of a global economic ecosystem, and so that's affected by many factors, including government policies of all governments, not just the United States, but all governments, the good ones, the bad ones, the good guys and the bad guys. And so when I think of, one of the things I've thought a lot about is this, the words freedom and liberty. And freedom, see, I believe freedom is what you and I get from God. I believe that we have a right to freedom, and that comes from our Creator. That's my opinion. But I think liberty is something else. Liberty is man-made. Liberty has to do with laws, has to do with the expectation of being able to own and control an asset, to be able to work for something and acquire it and have some determination over that. I think liberty is a contract that we give to ourselves. I think the Constitution of the United States was a way of converting freedom into liberty. The presumption that we're free as a gift from our Creator, but now we have to make that freedom into something useful, something that we can work with, something that we can where human beings can improve themselves and make better lives for our children, and that comes from liberty. And the Constitution of the United States, our Constitution, for example, and other constitutions around the world, is, in my opinion, the engine of that liberty, because inside of those constitutions are essentially the rule of law, the rule of contracts, the expectation of being treated well in courts, that sort of thing. But all of that is in jeopardy if the foreign policy of countries are not properly handled. And I'm really concerned right now, and I want you to start paying more attention to this if you haven't been. If you have been, you know what I'm talking about. I'm increasingly concerned, and as I've done before, I've done once or twice before, you may have heard me quoting, sort of paraphrasing the prophet Jeremiah. In that book, he said, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. I fear that America's foreign policy has eaten sour grapes and the world's teeth have been set on edge. Edmund Burke, a long time ago, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago at least, Edmund Burke said this. He said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Folks, that's what a foreign policy is supposed to do. For a country like America, our foreign policy should be about believing that America is good, that America is a benevolent factor, not the benefactor, but the benevolent, we are the benefactor of so many countries, so many people who are the beneficiaries of the goodness of America. We have to believe that America is good and that we have the best of intentions, even though we sometimes make mistakes. And that America is exceptional. I believe with all my heart that America is exceptional. And our foreign policy should demonstrate that around the world. And if America doesn't hold off the evil that is out there in Russia with Putin, with the mullahs in Iran, with the dummy in North Korea, with the leaders of ISIS, the guys in Boko Haram, I've forgotten the exact name, the fanatics that kidnapped 300 young girls and murdered a bunch of other people in Africa. If America's goodness and exceptionalism doesn't hold off that evil, that's what I mean when our foreign policy has eaten sour grapes and the world's teeth are set on edge. And this is what we're seeing now in the news around the world. And I think we all need to be paying more attention to that, because it will one day potentially affect our liberty. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.